So there's all kinds of hidden fees within your business that are just part of doing business. One of those is credit card processing. And for us, we didn't even realize how much we were paying in credit card processing with the first management software we were using for our practice. And when we switched over to P2 Everywhere, we just realized we were saving literally hundreds of dollars a month with credit card processing with their partner, with CardPoint, versus who we were using with our prior software. This has made a massive difference. It's more than paid for itself. It allows us to decrease our overhead. It allows us to have more cash flow to reinvest in our people, in our technology, in our facility, in marketing, and everything that's going to drive the business. So don't get abused by credit card processing companies. Make sure you're paying what you should pay. And if you're looking for a management software, I highly recommend PT Everywhere. Directly integrates with a processor, makes it very easy, and their rates are super, super competitive. So it's saved us a ton of money, and it probably will do the same for you if you don't know what you are getting charged. So head over to PT Everywhere, take a look at what they've got. I think you'll really like it.
So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name's Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Dr. Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and today we're talking about email. We're talking about email marketing and some low-hanging fruit that you can have within your business that maybe you are not taking advantage of right now, and you totally should. Email marketing is one of those things that I think we take for granted, and especially, you know, open rates aren't as great as they used to be, meaning what percent of emails that you send do people actually open? And so we can sort of not think that they are all that effective. But I want to pull the curtain back a little bit from a couple businesses and just share with you how effective it is and why you should do it yourself. So with PT Biz, as well as my business partner, he owns another company called Garage Gym Athlete. We have a sizable email list. He has well over 100,000 on an email list with Garage Gym Athlete, and we're around, I think, 14 or 15,000 people on an email list with PT Biz. And the interesting thing with that is you don't really get a ton back from emails. I mean, if you guys read emails, I don't respond to people with an email for like a newsletter email, or, you know, I send a client win Wednesday email and a Friday just sort of lesson learned, something that I'm working on, hopefully something that's helpful to you, email out. And we just do this every single week. Like, I write every single one of these. Nobody else does. And they take a long time. Sometimes I don't know what to write, but I do it every single day, or every single week. We send two of these out. And what we've started using, and my business partner has used in his other company for a long time, is something called Wicked Reports. Now, you can go check this out. It's pretty damn expensive. You know, it probably costs $500 a month to be able to use this as a tracking sort of software. What it does is basically tracks interactions via email, our website, ads we're running. It's a lot of things. It helps us get very clear on like what's working and what to spend more time on. So with the data that we have from this, what's been very interesting to see is just how effective email marketing still is if you do it on a regular basis. And the more you do it, the more consistent you are with it, actually the better that it is, because we can track, you know, if we send emails out and somebody then goes and books a call with our team and talks to them, from there on, like, we can kind of track to see if they ever become a client of ours, or if maybe they buy like the book that we have, or a little mini course or something like that. Like, you see all these things, it puts it all in one place, and it tracks it all for the lifetime of how somebody that interacts with us. I actually don't even know how it works digitally. I'm not sure, but it tracks it somehow. I think it's like server-based interactions. And anyway, I was shocked when I saw just how effective his emails are. And he even does something called, I think it's Four Line Friday. And it's basically four bullet points that he's sharing like other people's, you know, content. Sometimes it's their own, a lesson learned, maybe it's a quote or something like that. But it's very short. Every Friday sends it out. And it was shocking to me to see that like he literally makes hundreds of thousands of dollars off of an email that he sends out on a Friday, right? That is four lines. And even with us, with our emails, our email marketing is one of the bigger channels that we have for our business. Now, I don't have Wicked Reports installed with Athlete's Potential or you know any of the other practices that we work with. I just honestly don't think at the size that we are that it would make that much sense to be able to track, just be able to track it like that. Maybe it is. But you know, when I look at our business and what we do, we send a Thursday newsletter out. Every Thursday we send it out, and we've been doing that forever. We also segment and we'll send emails to prior patients for certain things, for people that have not come in for certain things. And then we can also use those lists to put those into places like Facebook to be able to create what are called lookalike audiences from people on our list that are interested in working with us. And then Facebook goes out and finds more of those people for us to be able to use in advertising, to be more specific about who we're putting a message in front. So it can really help us be more efficient with our ad costs. So building your email list, I think, is one of the things that people make a mistake not doing early, something that I didn't do early on. And I definitely didn't email anybody, even when I was building a patient list. I'd never emailed them. And you got to do it. You got to keep in touch with them because it's a great way for you to stay top of mind and just be present with them, as well as share relevant information that builds a lot of reciprocity. So there's a few things you can do to really start to build this up. The first thing is make sure that you are taking your patient list and you're putting it into an email, you know, software of some sort. There's many different ones out there. We use Kajabi. We actually run everything through Kajabi for our local practice. Many people use MailChimp or MailerLite or Entreport, ActiveCampaign. Like there's so many. ConvertKit, Drip. I mean, dude, there's a bunch, right? And you just, you know, pick one, right? I actually think ConvertKit is pretty damn easy to use and it's relatively inexpensive. Kajabi has a lot more stuff going on that maybe it's not appropriate for your practice at this stage, but something like that would work really well. Make sure you're moving your clients over there. You can even set it up where it automatically happens. And then from there that you're following up with them on a weekly basis. So you're building your list through your patient list. You also can do things like local events where you're getting names and emails. Maybe they're opting in for some giveaway that you have. And then having something on your site that is an opt-in for content of some sort. Could be an ebook, it could be a guide, it could be a video series that you have on a specific topic or multiple topics. And that those people are then getting added to your email list as well. And you can get very complex with this, with segmenting things, but just start by trying to build your email list and trying to engage with your email list on an ongoing basis. Because what you don't know, and we've seen this with our own practice, where we'll send something out, let's say it's about knee pain, you know, and we have a blog post wrote about knee pain and there's a video associated with it or whatever. And we've had patients just forward our newsletter to friends or family members. And they're like, you got to check this out. I think this would help you. They look at it, they go through the content, they decide that they want to come in and see us, and we verbally like track these things. So how'd you hear about us? Oh, cool. How did that happen? And we find out, oh, your friend sent you the newsletter article or the newsletter email that we have. You're not a subscriber. They sent it your way because they thought about you. They thought it would be helpful. And then you become a client. So don't discount the fact that this is actually effective. People will like shoot this down. And they're like, oh, open rates are only 30% or whatever, right? And they used to be 50%. And that might be true. People's inboxes are definitely more, you know, they're busier than they used to be. But if you're sending people relevant information, they're going to open it, especially if you're doing it on an ongoing basis. Like if they're going to learn something, if it's something relatively important to them, if it's entertaining in any way, educational, that's something that they're not going to just delete. They're at least going to want to see, oh, what do they have this time? Because you're building some trust with them where you're sharing something. Like when I send Wednesday emails out, these client win Wednesdays, for sure, I want people to jump on a call with our team. That's our call to action. But if nothing else, what I want you to see is there's a fucking buttload of people out there that are winning at this. They are making it work for them. They're growing their practices to $10,000, $20,000 a month in revenue by month three. These are not exaggerations. These are real people. I'm not even tech savvy enough to figure out how to like make one of these text images, you know, like to fraudulently create one. I don't know how to do that shit. I don't even know how to sign into Canva or whatever somebody would use. Like, these are real people. And my goal with that is to inspire people to see what other people just like them are actually doing and accomplishing, so that hopefully you see that these are not like superhumans. These are not, you know, geniuses that are just making this work and they're some sort of outlier. These are people just like you. These are PTs and athletic trainers and chiropractors and massage therapists that are actually starting to take their skill set and use it in a way that is creating both income increases for them, but also satisfaction increases for them by working with populations that they really get a lot of energy out of and they enjoy working with. And a lot of people in our profession can't say that. They can't say that, yeah, I feel like I am compensated financially as much as I should be, as much as I would like, and I get to work with the people that I love working with. Most of you get paid like crap and you work with a bunch of dud people all day because that's who they get paid the most to work with. That's, you know, work comp, Medicare, personal injury, lien-based, you know, injuries or something, people that maybe don't want to get better. There's plenty of people that you work with that do want to get better, but those people that come in that don't, and you know it, they just suck the freaking life out of you at these clinics, and it sucks, and I never have to deal with that anymore, and the people that we work with never have to deal with that anymore, and that is a massive upgrade to their life and their energy for when they get home with the people that they love and want to spend the most time with, that they actually have the energy, the bandwidth, the mental, you know, bandwidth to actually spend time with them and want to interact with them versus just feeling worn out and like they need a nap as soon as they get home. It doesn't happen anymore. So I send these Wednesday emails out with social proof of these people that we're working with so that it hopefully inspires you. On Fridays, I try to write an email that shares a story about something that I've learned. And sometimes it's like, you know, it's stuff that's hard for me to write about. But I find that the more that I just share things that I'm working on, things that I'm learning, it just shows you that, you know, I'm just a regular person, you know, that I don't have everything figured out. I'm just trying to do my best, you know, and I'm trying to share what I'm learning with everybody else. And what I hear over and over again for people that we actually work with is, you know, the actual like authenticity of the podcast content and the emails that we have comes across in a way where they feel comfortable working with us because they know we're not some freaking, you know, charlatans and we're not con men that are just trying to make a quick buck. Like, that's not us. And hopefully it's very transparent that we're not. And then we really do care about the people that we work with. And with you and your own list, you get to build that same rapport. You get to build that same rapport in a manner where you're teaching them, you're showing them that you can help them overcome the debilitating back pain that they just assume they have to live with for the rest of their life. The knee injury that stops them from playing basketball with their kids. You know, the shoulder injury that stops them from going to the CrossFit gym where all their friends are at and they feel isolated. You start talking to people about that stuff and you start to engage with them on a regular basis and you're going to have more clients than you know what to do with. It's just a matter of being consistent. And keep this in mind for a second. Where most people will trail off, and I hope that this is not you, but this is where most people trail off, is in the consistency of doing something. They're cool. They're like all excited and they say, all right, awesome. I'm going to build my email list and I'm going to email somebody every Thursday. And that lasts for all of about 2 weeks. And then they get a little bit busy with something else and then they don't know what to say. And all of a sudden it's like, well, I'll just skip 1 week. And then before they know it, it's like now they're down to once a month, they're sending a newsletter out. And then, they're not really seeing much from it. So they just stop. And what they miss out on is the fruits of the labor that comes from consistency over a period of time. My wife asked me yesterday, because we just had our 500th podcast come out last week. And she's like, why didn't you make a bigger deal of that? You know, why didn't you celebrate that in some way or have some sort of big social media campaign around it or whatever? Like, we're about to hit 1 million downloads on this podcast. She's like, why aren't you highlighting this more? And I told her, I don't care. Like, I don't care what the number is. I don't care how many downloads we have. I don't care how many episodes, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter to me. It's all about consistency. And for 6 years, I've done 2 podcasts a week, if you include the Doc and Jock podcast that I did before this podcast. For 6 years, we've sent an email out every Thursday for 7 years straight in our local practice. Think about that for a second. The amount of like interactions you build over a long period of time and consistency, you also prove to other people that you follow through on things, and that's rare. Consistency over a long period of time and being patient will pay you massive dividends if you're willing to do it. This is a strategy we have found success with within our practice. This is a strategy we found success with within PT Biz and other businesses that we have friends that run. I'm sharing this with you because I think it's something that everyone can do. It doesn't require any sort of like crazy skill set. You don't have to learn Facebook ads or Google SEO and all this other stuff. You don't have to be a tech ninja. All you have to do is share things that are helpful with people that you can help. Build your list, share that with them, and you will win in the long run because this is not going anywhere. And even if it does, there's other ways that we can transition these same processes, this same approach to whatever content channel, whatever channel people are using, you know, going forward so that we can share information with them. We can build trust with them over a long period of time, and hopefully they become clients of ours and they send us all their friends and family so we can help all of them be better and live high performance, pain-free lives as well. Hey, Peach Entrepreneurs, we have big, exciting news, a new program that we just came out with that is our PT Biz part-time to full-time five-day challenge. Over the course of 5 days, we get you crystal clear on exactly how much money you need to replace by getting you ultra clear on how much you're actually spending. We get you crystal clear on the number of people you're going to need to see and the average visit rate you're going to need to have in order to replace your income to be able to go full-time. We go through three different strategies that you can take to go from part-time to full-time, and you can pick the one that's the best for you based on your current situation. Then we share with you the sales and marketing systems that we use within our mastermind that you need to have as well if you want to go full-time in your own practice. And then finally, we help you create a one-page business plan. That's right, not these 15-day business plans. You want to take the Small Business Association, a one-day business plan that's going to help you get very clear on exactly what you need to do and when you're going to do it to take action. If you're interested in signing up for this challenge, it's totally free. Head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge. Get signed up there. Please enjoy. We put a lot of energy into this. It's totally free. It's something I think is going to help you tremendously as long as you're willing to do the work. If you're doing the work, you're getting information put down and getting yourself ready to take action in a very organized way, you will have success, which is what we want. So head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge and get signed up today. Hey, real quick before you go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I would love it if you got involved in the conversation. So this is a one-way channel. I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to get you into the group that we have formed on Facebook. Our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group has about 4,000 clinicians in there that are literally changing the face of our profession. I'd love for you to join the conversation, get connected with other clinicians all over the country. I do live trainings in there with Eve Gigi every single week, and we share resources that we don't share anywhere else outside of that group. So if you're serious about being a PT entrepreneur, a clinical rainmaker, head to that group, get signed up, go to facebook.com/groups/PT Entrepreneur, or go to Facebook and just search for PT Entrepreneur, and we're going to be the only group that pops up under that name.